7 p.m. according to the WMFO digital clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's about 2.5 hours of the silliest radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990, even on a beautiful spring day. I gotta do it. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour and 15 minutes, we'll just call it the midnight 15 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. But first, you know, I often say that it's all about me here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. But you and I both know that that is so not true. Because it's really about you, the listener. And everything that you bring to this program, whether it's functioning as my cheap psychiatrist when I need therapy on the show, whatever it might be, you're my inspiration. It's why I come back each and every week, even when I'm just here at Babyland. It's why I do it. It is for you. So please feel appreciated as we begin tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank.
If I may, I'd simply like to say you're a dandy bunch. Yes, sirree, you're nice as you can be. You're as sweet as chocolate crunch. You rate an Oscar, you're the best, the greatest, you're okay. Pardon the outburst, I wanna say, you ring the bell, you're sweller than swell. You're the cream, you make my life a dream. You're a dandy crowd. Is it any wonder I feel proud, so proud? You inspire me, you're a joy. What I wouldn't do, boy, for a dandy bunch like you.
You're a dandy bunch. You're a
bunch. Simply like to say you're a dandy bunch. Yes, sirree, you're nice as you can be. You're as sweet as chocolate crunch.
You're an imposter, you're the best, the greatest, you're okay. Pardon the outburst, I wanna say, you ring the bell, you're sweeter than swell.
You're the cream, you make my life a dream. You're a dandy crowd. Is it any wonder I feel proud, so proud? You inspire me,
boy.
You're a joy,
boy.
What I wouldn't do, boy, for a dandy bunch.
I don't need a pill. Any other treatment, baby, would hardly make me ill. I need my therapy. I need my therapy. I need my therapy. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. I don't need a nurse. Anything they give me, babe, will hardly make me worse. I need my therapy. I need my therapy. I need my therapy. Oh, give it. to me, oh give it to me, oh give it to me. Swinging with my baby, doing a rock and roll dance. I need rock a therapy. I need rock a therapy. I need rock a therapy. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Well, it's rock a rock a rock a therapy.
Got nothing to lose. We're gonna shake up until early morning. And I'm here to tell you that we're gonna have big fun. Can you help me? Can you help me? I know you hear me. Now tell me, don't you hear me? Hey, hey, it's all right.
Crowded tub. There's too many kids in this tub. There's too many elbows to scrub, and I just washed a behind that I'm sure wasn't mine. There's too many kids in this tub.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
As program director of this great station, I hereby call the meeting to order. Once again, I want to remind you of the importance of our duties. You, the disc jockeys of the number one station of the nation, have to select and vote on the records that will go out across the airwaves. I guess you know, in the ensuing moments, we'll have to make decisions that will shape the musical minds of our country. It isn't going to be easy, men, and many of you will crack under the strain as Harvey did last week. Harv, do you want to add something to that? Well, anyway, I want to impress upon you that we have to give each record careful and considerate deliberation. Now, we have to vote on 114 records, and we've got 7 minutes and 10 seconds to do it. We'll be cutting it a little thin, but I think we can make it. Right?
Right.
Okay. Here's the first record. Bruce, what do you think?
Well, it just didn't hit me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. RB, what about you?
Well, it started strong, but then it began to lose.
Yeah, I felt that too. Harv, what about you? Oh, I guess there's no need going any further with that one. Swenson, you know what to do.
Yeah, Al.
Swenson, Swenson, would you be a little more careful? There's a piece sticking in my foot.
Sorry, Al.
That's all right.
Okay.
Here's record number two.
I found the meaning of love.
Bruce?
He seems to sound older than he did on his last record.
I wonder if his voice is changing. RB?
Well, I just read where he had his 20th birthday last week.
You mean he's no longer in his teens? Gee, I kind of liked him. Swenson. By the way, you broke that one much better, Swenson. All right, here's record number three.
How long is a moment? How long is a kiss?
Bruce?
Pretty. I understood every word.
RB?
The enunciation was beautiful.
Yeah. Too bad, because musically it had the sound. Swenson, I'll do this one by myself. Sorry, Swenson. We'll get it out after the meeting. All right, here's record number four.
Wait a minute, Al. I don't like the color of the label.
Label? RB?
Does look depressing.
Never mind, her. Swenson. At least we're moving right along. Well, fellas, here's kind of a controversial record. Give it a good listen and tell me what you think.
Hey, Mr. Crew Chief, we don't want war. We want this crazy talk to cease. We want to rock and roll in peace.
Bruce?
I don't like it.
Yeah. RB?
I think it's great.
What?
In fact, we ought to make it the pick of the week.
Oh, shut up. Bruce, do you want to alter your decision in any way?
No, I don't like it, and this is what I think of it.
Wait a minute, Bruce. That's Swenson's job. RB, would you want to change your mind in any way?
No, I still like it. And this is what I think of the record that Bruce brought into the meeting.
Well, take this.
Well, how about this?
Shut up.
Take this.
Take that.
Wait a minute, fellas. We've only got 48 seconds, and we've still got 21 records to go.
Judith, I write for your advice. Dear Judith, I can turn to no one else. My family used to cherish me, but nowadays they grumble constantly.
Yeah.
put out the cat.
Put out the cat, lock the door. There's a teenage meeting at the candy store. We're gonna rock it up right tonight.
We're gonna rock it up right tonight. We're gonna rattle, gonna scramble, gonna dance to my heart's delight.
The meeting to order, call the roll. Everybody present, let's rock and roll.
We're gonna rock it up right tonight. We're gonna rock it up right tonight. We're gonna rattle, gonna scramble, gonna dance to my heart's delight.
Here comes Lily popping bubble gum. Look at Rosie having lots of fun. Hot dogs cracking with a soda pop. Jukebox screaming about to blow his top. Gotta get going, can't be late. Got a sweet little cutie that just won't wait.
We're gonna rock it up right tonight. We're gonna rock it up right tonight. We're gonna ramble, gonna scramble, gonna dance to my heart's delight.
Beaming everywhere, Jack and Mary dancing on a chair. When the meeting really starts to rock, old man Thornton's pointing at the clock. Crew-cut Willie brought pigtail air. Hey, hot dilly, but I've got jam.
We're gonna rock it up right tonight. We're gonna rock it up right tonight. We're gonna ramble, gonna scramble, gonna dance to my heart's delight.
Who rung the bell? What a gas! Again, mister, your clock is fast.
We're gonna rock it up right tonight. We're gonna rock it up right tonight. We're gonna ramble, gonna scramble, gonna dance to my heart's delight. Rock it up right, roll it up right
still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And yeah, I think it was 30 minutes. But we're working through a show appreciating you, every one of you, the listener, in the crowd, in the audience, listening, hearing everything we've got to say here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming back every week. You're so good to me. I don't even know what to do with myself sometimes. Except for keep doing Bubbles in the Think Tank. That's why we've been here all these years. That's why we're not stopping anytime soon. So let's get right back to that silliness so you can continue to enjoy it in the luxury of your own dwelling, in your own listening position, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hello, everybody. This is Radio's Wally Ballou on one of our principal thoroughfares, getting the opinions of people on radio today, what radio means to them. Sir, I wonder if I could speak with you for just a moment. Yeah. My name's Wally Ballou. We're on the radio.
I've heard of you.
I'll just refer to you as Mr. X, if I may.
Well, that's good, because that's my name.
Sir, do you listen to the radio very much?
Oh, you got the wrong guy. I'm a TV man. No, very little radio. Well, I tell you, I have a clock radio that gets me up in the morning.
Listen a little bit before breakfast while you're shaving.
While I'm shaving, and then I get the time and the weather and the traffic and what to look for and from a radio. But
you commute to work?
I drive in.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a shrimp diviner in one of the big restaurants here in town.
That's interesting.
I take the shrimp and I take that black thing out of
it. Yes.
And I put that in a separate dish from the shrimp I've just cleaned. And I have a little radio by the black dish where I put the other stuff. I have a little radio there to play music in the background.
Well, I suppose you'd kind of go crazy debating shrimp all day if you didn't have something to listen to.
That's right. It's pretty tiring.
At the end of the day, I don't suppose you go home and ask your wife for a shrimp cocktail.
No, they always say that. They always say, I bet you hate shrimp. Yeah. And actually, it's not the case. I like shrimp. I still like to eat them.
Isn't that interesting? You say you drove home. Do you listen to the radio when you drive in?
Yeah, well, I want to get a line up on the traffic and like that.
Now, after dinner, that's when you watch TV, huh?
Not as a rule. I'm quite a hobbyist. I have a shop down the basement. I like to go down there and make things out of glass, bottles, wood, ships.
Uh-huh.
And I like to shellac fish.
Yes,
I've
seen
them out on the wall.
Things of that sort.
I've shellacked 12 dozen shrimp. and put it on a plaque. And it's really pretty.
Isn't it?
It's nice.
Can you watch TV while you're working in your shop?
No, I have a little radio down there where I listen to music and the news.
How many hours of an evening do you put in?
Well, let's see. I go down there after dinner about 8 o'clock, and I come up around after the 11 o'clock news and head to bed.
Head for the sack. Well, sir, you've given me a pretty good account of your entire day, and I don't know whether you know it or not, but you've listened to radio from about the time you get up until you go to bed, and no mention of TV. When do you watch television?
I've never missed a football game on the tube.
Once or twice, if they have breasts and they're not my mother, then all I hear is and the hands get heavy or their hands, I don't know what to do with their hands or their feet. Frozen in fear like a deer with the lights in their eyes in the middle of the street. She might be wanting to get touchy-feely. She might be talking to me really nice. She might as well be speaking Swahili, 'cause all I hear is and my tongue gets big, and I can't move my knees, and my eyeballs freeze, and all I see my lights go off, I'll get all sticky in the pits. I smell like falafel and my ears get hot and I feel real awful and all I hear is belly up, going round, sinking down, down, down like a schmuck. Dead in a head, dead in the water, dead in a magical sea full of suck. Go ahead and tell me I should keep on trying. Go ahead and tell me I should break the ice. I'll be standing here deaf and dying and all I'll hear.
I haven't been out at all. I have been so careful. The other day I went out for the first time, and I went to a pediatrician to get a flu sniffer, and then I went to the dentist to get a cleaning. Now I'm home and at my desk, and I have this cup of decaffeinated coffee. I drink decaffeinated coffee because I don't like it. I'm a glutton. If you put something in front of me, I will eat or drink all of it as quickly as I can. That's one of the reasons why I chose early to not do drugs or drink, because I knew that I would have to do the most drugs that anyone had ever done. And I knew I'd be competing with, Skip Spence. I knew I'd be competing with Skip Spence on the drugs and with Dudley Moore on the liquor. So I knew I'd have no chance. Coffee's hot and bitter, and I can't just gulp it down. So a cup of coffee stays in front of me for a reasonable amount of time. One thing that's kind of changed in our culture. If someone I liked came out with an album I didn't like, I'd listen to it until I liked it. Nashville Skyline came out, and I didn't care that I didn't like it. It was a Dylan album, so you play it until you like it. That's what you do. And David Bowie came out with Low. I thought, what's this mess? I listened to it 50 times. I loved it. You had that cut you didn't like on a record, but who's going to get up and move the needle? You listen. You grow to like it. I don't do that anymore with anyone but Dylan, I guess. But I do it with books.
Everyone loves to listen to music, but have you ever stopped to think about why it's great for kids to learn to play music? Hi, I'm Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish. These days, it seems people focus way too much on the economics of school music instead of an amazing positive effect it has on kids. It's such a thrill for a child when he or she gets the first instrument or masters a simple part on the flute or performs a showstopper with a school chorus. And there's so much music out there to play and listen to. When kids learn to appreciate a show tune, a Beethoven symphony, or an opera, in addition to what they hear on the radio, it only opens their young minds to the diversity of the world around them. Make sure your kids learn to love music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by the National Association for Music Education. March is Music in Our Schools Month.
One of nature's greatest wonders is the ability of the human ear to distinguish among the millions of sounds around us. Listen. Recognize those sounds? Surely. Each sound has a distinctive pitch, loudness, and quality. You will hear later how these characteristics are determined by the frequency, intensity, and form of sound waves in the air. Waves which your ears pick up and analyze. But first, let's investigate what causes sound. The source of every sound is a vibrating body. Take, for example, a drum. The vibrating drum head pushes against the air every time it moves outward. It shoves the air molecules against other air molecules, compressing the air. This compression moves away as the drum head moves inward, leaving a region where the air is slightly thinner than normal. On the next outward push of the drum head, another region of compression is formed and started on its way outward. We call these pulses of compressions and rarefactions pressure waves. As long as the drum head vibrates, pressure waves will be generated and sent through the air. When waves of sufficient strength reach your ears, they push on your eardrums, setting them to vibrating too. It's these vibrations which your brain interprets as sound.
Listen for my name.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. A few more silly songs before we get into the radio obituaries. I just wanted to pop in here and let you know I care about you, the listener, as though you didn't know it. Hang tight. We'll be back in a few with the radio obituaries right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You're gonna drill, 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 and you're gonna do it right. Go!